listening friends. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 30th, 2013, the last day of April, and soon May is here. And trust me, the hummingbirds will be coming back any day now. Great Singing Men rehearsal last night as we prepare for our concert on Sunday, May 19th. So about 3 weeks away, we'll be singing at Bible Baptist Church, 4001 West Kirby Avenue in Champaign. If you need more information, the church phone number is 217-359-3021, 359-3021. We'll be singing at 6 p.m. It's a free concert. Come join us and close out your Sunday night with an evening of worship with the Singing Men of GNN. I've known Rob and Michelle Schaefer for a little less than 2 years. Right around the same time, I met Pastor Jason Schiffo as we all traveled to Israel together. Rob's an orthodontist with a practice in Mahomet and Champaign. Michelle is a former teacher, busy mom raising 3 active children, and is a leader for the local Bible Study Fellowship Women's Gathering that meets on Tuesday. They both attend the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet and are very supportive of area causes, including this radio ministry, and we thank them for that. Reading from Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 10. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. You know, Rob and Michelle, many people have stated this being their favorite verse or a verse that they base some of their life on or a verse that God has used in their life over and over again. And I know, Rob, you chose as a verse that was a special one to you, but I also like the verses just before that. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. And I was thinking, I think you told me this some months back, while you were going to dentistry school, it was Michelle that was working. And so there was a time where you didn't have the plenty so much. You were kind of struggling to eke by, to get things done, to be in school. And Michelle, you were working away. So I want to hear a little of that love story, because I know you've been married 24 years and you have a son and 2 daughters. But she was a big part of helping you to be launched into your practice as an orthodontist in the Mahomet and Champaign area. So maybe for our radio listening family members, introduce Michelle to everyone, how you met and how you fell in love.
Well, this is Michelle. She is a great mother, a giver of herself to others, and my best friend. So we may have differences on how we first met, but we've known each other since fourth grade. I was out on the playground, saw Michelle and a bunch of people gather around her, and she was new, and found out that later that summer that she just lived right across the street from me down a dead-end road, and I guess it all started there.
Now, a fourth grader, what does a fourth grade boy, like, usually isn't that the period where you want to pull on the pigtails or you want to kind of be obnoxious around them, and girls are a little more mature and they're always looking down on us? What was the initial connection?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I knew I wanted to get to know her better and, I guess, you know, go out, whatever that meant back then. I guess just say you're going together and writing notes back to one another. So that's kind of how it was then. I'm not sure how it is now, but.
Now, Michelle, was it like interest at first sight, or was he one of these athletic kind of guys that drew your attention? Were you a cheerleader, or what was the connection way back then?
Well, I agree. We were 10, and so it was kind of fun just being new to town. We'd just moved to Catlin. Both of us are from there at that point. I was originally a Danville girl, but then basically just brand new to school, just getting used to it. But then just seeing this very nice young man, you know, and just wanting to be friends too. But he was. I mean, Rob was all that and everything else you could ever imagine. Great friend, athletic, wonderful family. You could just tell he was a definitely nice guy.
Now, at this time, were either one of you walking with the Lord or involved in your church? Would you say you were believers at this point?
I could say just growing up, we kind of tinkered with church, if you will. But then the group that I became involved with from age 10 on, they did go to church. And so I would just kind of go and buddy with them. So I was just hanging out. And Rob was one of those kids. So in being able to spend time with him, of course, I was going to get to go do that. But little did I know the reward that would have, you know, later on in my walk with the Lord.
And what was the point when you started finding this relationship was growing more and more towards a love relationship and even possibly marriage?
Well, beyond the kickball and swimming and, yeah, and wiffle ball, we started dating, I guess, in sophomore year of high school. I had a pretty good idea at that point that we'd be together sometime down the road.
I never let him too far out of my sight, though. Even though we didn't start really truly dating till high school, we talked an awful lot. You know, and like I said, I lived on a dead-end road, and to get out of my road, if you went straight, you went up into his driveway. So that was just kind of convenient in where we did live. And we dated through high school. We did have a small breakup through college, but I think that, you know, just really praying about it and realizing where God wanted us to go on that path. And then it was, you know, then after, and he actually was accepted into dental school and went there a year, and then we got married. So it's almost like he had to do the hard part going through school, but we both got to experience that together.
And I know you were praying up and thinking about a family, but in your mind, it was going to be possibly all boys because the Schaefer line had like 13 or 14 boys and maybe one daughter in some past other family members, lineage, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, and so our first child was a boy, so it wasn't a big surprise. And then
now you probably want to do a shout out for Lane. I'm sure he's tuned in this morning. What, Lane, Sydney, and Ella?
Yeah. Yeah, so Lane, that's our son, and he's 16, sophomore at the high school. And so when our second daughter came, Sydney, she's 14 now, we were just like looked at each other, had to look double take each other because being a girl, we were just kind of shocked. And then came Ella, she's 10, and another girl, so we've been blessed with two girls and a boy.
And sweet little Ella, I have to do a special shout-out for her because I see her just about every Sunday night at the Awana program, and it's great to have her cast off her ankle, her foot, her leg, and she's just a source of joy, that big smile running around with all the Awana children and competitive and yet sensitive. I watch all these little children, and you know, some are little terrors on that carpeting where they run around and they win at all costs. And I've watched little Ella, sensitive or helpful or sweet to others, and she's just a real gem. And I'm sure all your children are that way, and it's great seeing them many times on Sunday mornings with you. So God's blessed you with these three children. And I know before we went on the air sharing a little about your family history, Rob, you shared how uniquely God can time things, how he can set things in motion or give you a sensitivity or a level of awareness that's almost beyond you. And some years ago, I think about 20, 21 years ago, there was a point where you were home. I think your dad was up on the roof and something just told you to hang around, or you just had the sense that maybe you should stay in the area. Do you mind sharing a little of that story? I know you welled up and just even thinking about it, how God provided that unique set of circumstances, but it was something where you tangibly saw God working, and thank you for the work that God did, because your father is still around. He got to be the granddad for your kids, and he's got to live and extend his life many years because of something that God did through you and through paramedics. Take us through a little of that story.
Sure. We were our first weekend in orthodontic school, and there was no reason to come home at all. And but there's something that pulled us home. And so while we were at home, my dad was working on the roof, and I was scheduled to go with Michelle to the Danville Balloon Festival, and he had come off the roof. He wasn't feeling very good, and I was in the car ready to go. And I just said something, you know, just said, I have to stay. So I stayed. Michelle and her folks went ahead and went to the balloon festival.
And this is a point where your dad's like, no, go ahead. I'm fine. I'm just a little tired or worn out. But he wasn't, like, encouraging you to stay around, was he?
Oh, absolutely not. He always wanted us to do our thing. And so, yeah, he was saying go. He was saying go. I was in the car. And I just couldn't go. He didn't want anybody calling the doctor or anything like that. it's probably a half hour later, he just collapsed, and no pulse, no breathing. And I had just finished dental school, so I knew CPR, so I was able to perform the CPR, and until the paramedics came, it seemed like forever, but it was probably 5-10 minutes, and then they had to revive him with the paddles. So, and you know, and even in that time, it was just like I knew God was in control. We just got in the car and prayed and knew that he would take care of everything, good or bad. He would take care of it. So, long story short, there then he had a rough night, but he made it and has had a few surgeries, but he's still around. He just turned 70. And he and my mom will celebrate 50 years of marriage this July.
He's got to be the granddad to your three children. And this is 20, 21 years later, and you can still barely get through the story. Is it just because you love your dad so much and you got to be a part of that? You saw how God worked the timing? Or I'm thinking 20 years, and this is still raw and fresh for you.
Yeah, it just seems like it was yesterday. I think the main thing is just how good God is. And how in control he is under all circumstances, and just to see what my dad has been able to do and to be to all of us all these years.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother, Rick. Yeah.
Okay, one brother, Rick. And you cited at the beginning of this program that Philippians 4:13, I can do all things, at least the NIV version is, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. How do you see God fulfilling that for you, or how have you seen that true in your life?
Well, I think in this circumstance, you know, he gave me the strength to be calm, to perform and do what I knew I could do, you know, in that situation. And also I can think back going to dental school the first year where it's very difficult and I was by myself. I was engaged to Michelle. And I felt at that time probably the closest I've been with the Lord, just getting through all of that and being there. So I ended up second in my class, and I think a lot of that is just knowing and knowing what God can do when you trust in him.
I spoke a little about this on yesterday's program on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends about the power of prayer. And oftentimes, the most effective prayer is when we finally come to our wit's end, if you will, where, Lord, I can't do it. Maybe through the dental school, like, Lord, the demands on my time to study and prepare and pressures of life and being engaged, even though you're in love, there's all that relational work that you have to continue on and planning for weddings and on and on and on. But many times when we come to the point where, Lord, this is out of my control, this is beyond me, please do something or help, that's when those breakthroughs come. And maybe, like you were saying, that was a point where you were leaning heavily on God and end up being second in your class, and you've been, if you will, very successful, very generous, I know, to this radio ministry and other causes, but God has blessed your practice in the Mahomet and Champaign area and has given you three lovely children and a lovely wife. And what I've appreciated about you, Michelle, and I can't remember who told me this, but when we went on that trip to Israel, I guess about a little over a year and a half ago, they said, oh, she's a very detailed person, an organizer. If you can get her involved in helping, she's the person you want to volunteer. And I know a number of people have said that about you, that you're very gifted. I know you've taught in a lot of different schools, I think including even Parkland College and some other high schools, and actually are even teaching BSF now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little of some of your faith journey and where God has brought you through.
Well, God has been so faithful, and it's easier to look back, you know, and see what he's done along the way. When Rob was in dental school, it was very interesting because we got married, and I'm sure my parents and his parents were cringing. I graduated from Eastern with a degree in high school to teach business education, and his dad kept giving me these clues of all the superintendent's phone numbers and the school districts and every place that we would be once we went to live down near Rob's school in Alton. And I said, yeah, it'll be fine. I'll get married. It'll be great. If I don't get a teaching job, I can get a temp job because business education skills are skills that are employable. So it just happened that I ended up being able to get a job in August after the wedding was done. I worked in that district for a couple of years, and then Rob was accepted to orthodontics at Marquette, and we went that way. God blessed us by giving me employment there. Now, I drove an hour one way each time, but I thought, you know what? I can do anything for 2 years. So it goes back to the Philippians verse again. You know, I can get through anything for 2 years. You know, God and I praying about this the whole time. And so then when we came back to town, I was able to get a job again and then able to get into the school district where we lived. And so that was just a blessing. So he's always been there and always been able to help me with that employment. And it was interesting when Rob was in school, he was so dedicated to what he was doing. He never drove. I'm not sure he knew how to operate a car because every time we went someplace, whether it be to the mall or McDonald's, wherever we could go, I was driving and he was constantly reading. So that got to be kind of a joke with us. But then once the kids came along, God said, you know what, you're not going back to work full time any longer. And so that's when I picked up some Parkland things and had so much fun doing that. But then Ella had come, the third one, and God said, no, I've got another plan for you. You're going to this fabulous Bible study that Rob had actually been involved in for years. So I was kind of, you know, the kicking and the screaming and the slow one getting there because I always had an excuse. I'm like, I don't need to do a Bible study. I go to church. That's enough. But once I got involved in Bible study fellowship, it was amazing. And so a lot of that organization and details and skills that you talked about, you just see God training you through whatever you're doing and how he can use those things to further his kingdom and to do some great things with. So I feel blessed to be able to be a servant.
Now, I think you teach on Tuesday, so there might be somebody tuned in that's like, I've heard of Bible study fellowship. Now, I know, Rob, you were in Bible study fellowship for many, many years, but there might be somebody tuned in that's like, needs to know a little more about it. And then I think, Michelle, you're currently teaching. So who do they call or how do they get signed up or how do they get involved? And I've been a part of it years ago, too. So it's a great program. It takes you through the Bible. There's homework assignments. And then you literally talk about each of the, in a small group, the lesson. And then you have the large group conversation. Mm-hmm. So what role do you have currently?
I get to be an amazing part of 30 wonderful leaders. My actual role is called the teaching leader position. And so I get to help train everybody, but I am so blessed by the women in that group. Mm-hmm. But even more so, we are a class of, gosh, I want to say 200 or so. We've got a bunch of women and a fabulous children's program that goes from birth till preschool, kindergarten age, whenever they go off to school. But we do meet on Tuesday mornings. We're getting ready to sign up for fall already. Right now we're finishing up Genesis. It is actually housed at First Christian Church, and we feel so fortunate to be able to use their facilities, and they have just truly opened their arms and their doors to allow us to come in on Tuesdays with that great number of women. And the way that the morning is set up is we start out with some praise worship time, and then we break off into discussion groups. And you mentioned there was homework. We go over our questions, and we get through every single question that's on the list, which some people say, well, I don't want to waste my time doing my questions if we can't talk about them. Well, we will get through those questions, and we will just enjoy sharing how God spoke to us that week through that particular passage. And then once that's over, we all come back together for a time of lecture. So we get to study the passage, we get to do questions, we get to discuss it in small groups, and then we listen to a lecture time. So God's going to get it into us. Whatever he has in store for us that week, he's going to help it sink into our heart one way or another.
And that's First Christian in West Champaign, I think on Staley Road.
Yes, it is. They can go to bsfinternational.org, and they can find the specifics of a class. It's an international class. It's interdenominational, so you don't have to belong to one church or another. We all come together. We've got people coming from Dantonville, Mattoon, Rantoul, Decatur. All over they come for our class on Tuesday mornings from 9:10 until 11. Mm-hmm. We will specifically have welcome classes on Tuesday, May 7th and Tuesday, May 14th. So we would, you know, invite anybody who would like to come. But if you jump on that website, you can find out a little bit more information, too.
And also, if you want to call the radio station, we'll get a link or we'll get some more information or a phone number for you to call. Just call us at 217-367-7777. Karen, our office manager extraordinaire, always has this kind of information available. So call in and we can get you set up. And I know the men's gathering meets at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy on Monday nights. last night, and I know the singing men of GNN, we're in the choir room, and many times we come in and we see many men in the sanctuary, and they have the same small groups and then the large session and a little bit of worship time. So Bible study fellowship, everyone, I hope you'll pray it up and consider joining. I think it would be a great asset to your spiritual journey. You'll learn a lot about the Lord, and I'm not sure what the men are going through. What's the fall course for the women?
You know what's really neat about that too, Mark, is the men do the same thing the women do. And 1,000 classes worldwide, we're all in the same lesson.
So you're finishing up Genesis, and then what will be in the fall?
We will be doing Matthew in the fall.
Matthew, okay, mm-hmm. Great. Well, we're just about out of time. Maybe a quick memory or life lesson learned on your trip to Israel last year with the Great News Radio group? Anything come to mind or something that was special or unique?
I think just how rocky Israel is, and the length and the path that Jesus had to walk that night before his trial and crucifixion is just it's really eye opening when you can see that what he had to go through.
Yeah. So many times in Illinois we see flatlands and we think you go from point A to point B, but in Israel when you're on the Mount of Olives and you go down into the Kidron Valley and then up the other mountainside into Zion, and then you had to walk way over to where Pontius Pilate was and Caiaphas' house, back and forth, and all that he had to go through, and the terrain and hilly, and just as it's something when you see firsthand, it's just kind of incredible. And a special memory for you, Michelle?
Just that, you know, the Bible comes to life when you actually see some of those spots. I remember laughing with some of the people as they said, oh, this is my 5th time to Israel. This is my 7th time. This is my 12th time. I think, seriously, why do you need to go that many times? But I quickly realized that once is not enough.
Yeah. It's special to return. And
oh, I was just going to say, too, I was blessed to be able to go with my mom and my wife, Michelle. So that was a special time.
Yeah. Well, you two are special people in my life, as are your children and little Ella. I can't wait to see her. Next Sunday, I guess, is our last Awana gathering. It's like the award night or something, but it's fun seeing you each and every Sunday at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Muhammad. And Pastor Jason, isn't he a hoot? Good friend and great Bible teacher, and many of you are familiar with him. He helps co-host the Wednesday and Friday edition of Mark and Friends, and in fact, this Friday, we're launching into the Book of Acts. So we finished, I think, 18 weeks in the Book of Ruth, and the way I calculate it, we probably have about a year to go to get him to come in on Fridays and go through the Book of Acts. Well, thank you, Rob and Michelle, for being a part of this, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.